Goodwill Industries of the Southern Piedmont opened a new headquarters this summer. The $22 million campus is in West Charlotte. It's the site of not just a Goodwill store, but a career development center, a health clinic, and even a branch of the Charlotte Metro Credit Union. The idea is to have a one-stop shop with the many services people need to fight their way out of poverty. WFAE's Ana Lucia Murillo has more.
Hearing the name Goodwill might make you think of bargains, but in fact, the resale stores are just a small means to Goodwill's larger mission, and that's always been helping people find stable work. 24-year-old Tasia Johnson is one of those people.
I've been in and out of work. I just need something more permanent. I've been doing a lot of temp service jobs.
Tasia's situation is common here. 80% of the people that come into Goodwill's Career Center have been unemployed for a year or longer. 90% of them have household incomes below $20,000. That means when they come to Goodwill for job placement or training services, there's a host of things holding them back. Lack of education, lack of transportation, and for Johnson,
I'm here because I'm trying to figure out how to get a new job with my having a background.
As in a criminal background. 25% of people who go to Goodwill's Career Center have a criminal record. That's where the Center for Community Transitions comes in. They help people who have been incarcerated reintegrate into the job force. They have a location on campus, and Johnson is taking a two-week course there.
My background's financial card theft, obstruction of law enforcement.
And she's learning how to deal with what that means for her job search.
They're telling us how to interview and how to answer the conviction question during an interview. And they're just telling us be honest with what we've done, tell them our accomplishments now, and let people know that we're not the same person that we used to be.
The campus has 4 Goodwill services, 2 stores, a cafe, a career center, and 4 other organizations, a health clinic, a credit union, a lending institution, and a job program for people with criminal backgrounds. The idea is to bring all these groups together to address barriers associated with poverty, says Michael Elder. He's president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of the Southern Piedmont.
You can help someone get a job, but if you're not helping them address those other barriers, the opportunity and chance for them to be successful long term is not as great.
One-stop facilities like this one have become more common across the country, says Jocelyn Fontaine of the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. She says that makes sense.
People need a lot of stuff. They need a lot of stuff to get back on their feet. Any ability or effort to try and co-locate those things makes it easier for people to get the stuff that they need.
But she says it's a challenge to pull off.
Traditionally, social service organizations are used to doing one thing really well, right? So then when you're faced with folks who have these barriers that cross systems, it requires agencies or organizations to do something differently.
The old Goodwill headquarters on Freedom Drive only had a career center. The new campus, with all the different services offered, is attracting more people. Goodwill reports that in the first month of the new campus, services and traffic are up 27%. For WFAA News, I'm Ana Lucia Murillo in Charlotte.